So, Roger Mullen, the new MP for Kirkcaldy, could you sum us up how that feels?
It feels rather tiring at the moment, given that one of my campaign workers phoned me at 5:30 this morning to find out if I was up yet. So that's quite a wee while ago. But really, the biggest feeling is one of suddenly when the result was announced, you know that you're carrying a lot of hopes, expectations and a lot of responsibility for a lot of people who need help in this constituency. So I think what I've got to be is, it's immaterial now what the size of the majority was. The material thing is I've got to get out there and start working for the people of Kirkcaldy and Cowdenbeath.
And I remember you saying before, long before the campaign had started, that you were going to try and hold as many surgeries as possible to be very much in the constituency. Do you think that's perhaps where it was lost for Labour, that they perhaps lost touch with the people in the area?
It was certainly the feeling of lots of people that we talked to. We talked to on the doorstep in excess of 20,000 people in this campaign. And I don't know the precise number, but it was very large numbers said that nobody had ever talked to them before in politics, that they felt they had been taken for granted. So that we're not going to take anybody for granted. I'm certainly going to start as quickly as possible to set up the means for me to engage with every community regularly in this constituency. I see that as a fundamental responsibility.
Now, we don't yet know the full result across the UK, but it's certainly looking like the possibility of any form of a deal or agreement with Labour may not happen given how many seats they seem to have lost in England. So what kind of change can you affect as an MP?
Well, the first thing is, you're the first person that's told me that. I actually don't know what the result is going to be UK-wide, so my honest answer is, I think what will have to happen in any case is all of the SNP MPs are going to have to meet very soon, and we're going to have to look at what the picture is across the UK and find out how best our voice can be exercised on behalf of the people of Scotland and, from my point of view, on behalf of the people of this constituency. So it would be foolish at this time in the morning and not knowing what the result is, to say this is what we're precisely going to do. But it's obviously going to require a lot of quick and serious thought.
And you'd said that the majority, etc., is immaterial, but undoubtedly people will be looking at you as the man who swept aside Gordon Brown's large majority. Fair enough, he wasn't standing in this election, but there'll be a lot of eyes on you after this.
Well, if I would just slightly correct you there in one sense, and that is, it looked as if he was standing in this election in the constituency. And indeed, one of the things that I thought was not good about their campaign was they had a good candidate, an extremely personable and articulate candidate, and it looked as if Gordon Brown was wanting to be upfront in everything, every public meeting, out getting his photograph taken, as if he was the candidate. So I think that was a mistake. But sure, what has happened here is there has been a historic switch. But, you know, let's be sensible about this. That wasn't down to me. That was down to the electorate, and it was down to all the work that's been done over many years.